Blog Talk Radio.
Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 309 shows and counting. And this is just wonderful. And next month will be the 7th year anniversary for Voices Care for Animals. And I want to really, really thank all the former amazing guests that's come on here. All the callers that have called in, the audience listening in. It takes teamwork to see any victories, everyone. So we all got to stick together as one voice and take care of any, needs for the animals out there that's in distress and let them live a comfortable and satisfying life with freedom and love and care. Compassion, I mean, that's what they deserve. So I'm just going to go over a couple things before we do get the show started. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and host for Voices Care for Animals, which is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. A big shout out to Marty Oakley, TS Radio Network. That's where Voices Care for Animals originated from for 163 shows, and on the 164 to the current shows, I went to Animal Advocates Radio, and she helped me get this Animal Advocates Radio together. And a big, huge thank you to Marty Oakley, and we're going to keep going. We're not giving up. That's because I am relentless and love to see those big victories come in and do the victory dance. The happy dance form, because the animals really thank all of us when their lives start changing for the better and their futures, so that's what our goals is, everyone. And once we all get involved, we are strength in numbers and we become stronger and better together than apart. So I'll just go over a couple things. I will be taking calls at the latter part of the show. If you want to keep this number, it's the same every Thursday live at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide, everyone, by phone or by internet. But here's the number, area code 310-982-4270. If you want to speak, press 1. You'll be in the queue. And just try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. And we'd love to hear you speak. So all the callers have called in before. They are awesome, and they have any comments or questions. It takes all of us to keep this together, because if we're on air in this radio platform, we could talk all we want to, but unless we take action, you know, we're only spinning our wheels. So let's not just spin our wheels. Let's take that foot in the right direction and make them calls to your state representative. That's what they're there for. Area code 202-224-3121. And that's for your zip code. And then ask to speak to your state rep or state senator. After hours and weekends, you can leave a voicemail. So this is 24/7 that you can take action with our legislators and try to be professional and polite. And that way, you know, we could get farther that way, because there's a lot of, you know, changes to be made. And that's what our goal is, to make them changes to them positive victories. Okay, and I've seen plenty of victories, and, you know, I can't take credit, but when you get involved, you know that I'm not spinning my wheels, because this radio platform is awesome, and it gets the word out there, goes out worldwide if you tune in, and that is a plus. I don't want to get started. I want to bring my guest on, welcome him back. His name is Christian St. Dowdery, and he is the founder at Greater Good Magazine, Wild Society Magazine, and Society Media Magazine. And he's out there. He's working hard. He's being a positive impact in this world, you know, true inspiration to humans and animals. And our topic this evening is going to be Greater Good Magazine and the mission and Wild Society and what they plan to accomplish above and beyond. And I want to announce a new YouTube video coming soon with him, 30 Seconds to Salvery, all easy vegan dishes paired with the best wines and spirits around the world. Hey, welcome back, Christian. How are you doing? So glad to have back.
Yes. Oh, wonderful to be back, Debbie. Thank you so much for having me, and congratulations on the 7th year anniversary.
Yes, I can't. I mean, 7 years. It is unbelievable, you know. And
that's remarkable. Thank you for doing what you do. You've made such a huge impact on everyone, and keep so many people inspired with your platform and also your advocacy for the elderly.
Oh yes, I have to stand up for them too, you know. And on that, and everyone, I am an admin on the Help Stop Elder Abuse on Facebook. And let's stand up for them, because they need us. They, you know, the children, the animals, the elderly, they're voiceless, helpless, defenseless, and innocent. And if we don't stand up for them, then there's going to be, you know, gets worse. So think about, you know, your grandmas, your aunts, your great-grandmas, whoever's out to the elderly. And World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is June the 15th. So everybody, please mark that down and try to get a proclamation for that day from your governor. And he will send you what it usually takes 4 to 6 weeks. And, you know, just alertness, it's worldwide, but it needs more attention out there. So whatever you could do to help out, and, you know, these elderly, they cannot fight for themselves. They need our help. And in that angle, I with Marty Oakley, on TS Radio Network, I did over 75 shows with her, you know, elder abuse, guardianship abuse, nursing home neglect and abuse, World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. We did several shows on that. On them issues, they need a lot of help, everyone. So please step up to the plate and help them out. Let's all come together as one and make better lives and futures for them, okay? But anyway, thank you for noticing that, Christian. That's awesome.
Sure. So that's June 15th, correct? June 15th is the day.
Yes.
And especially with the COVID over the past, you know, year or so, I can't imagine what the poor folks in the nursing homes have been through because of, you know, no visitation, staff, problems, and folks just not showing up. So I can only imagine what the residents, staff, and family members have been through over the past several months because of this COVID thing.
Oh, it's terrible. I can just imagine, you know, because we're living in a high anxiety society, you know, and it's, you know, there's so much going on out there. you know, with this COVID, and we can't put it on the back burner, but we can't put everything else on the back burner either, because there's so many important issues out there. So everyone, if you have someone that's in a nursing home, and I don't know if I told you or if you knew, but my father, he was an ex-professional wrestler, Christian, up there. He wrestled all over the place in New York, Florida, Ohio, former pro wrestler Chief White Owl. I love him dearly. He passed away in May of, it's almost 13 years that he passed away. Ex-professional wrestler Chief White Owl, started back in the late 50s to the early 80s. And he was in the, you know, got in the ring wrestling and everything. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm here wrestling animal abuse, elder abuse, you know, getting in the ring.
Exactly.
And
you're doing your own sort of wrestling. Absolutely.
Exactly. There you go. I don't want to take them all down. Okay. But he was in a nursing home, you know, back then, because he had dementia. And to make this short, he passed away from being neglected in a nursing home. And it was sad. My mother won the wrongful death suit back in November 2012. And they were, you know, guilty on all charges, wrongful death, falsifying records. And it's going to be 13 years that he passed away, the 23rd of this month. And then they took it, the nursing home owner, you know, took it, appealed all the punitive damages here in Florida. And Christian, I just found out I had a bill in there. This is the fourth time, HB 6065, or Kawati, you know, Care Trust Fund, where they mandated my mother to pay 50% of the punitive damages awarded by the jury to help improve the quality care of nursing homes. What's wrong with this picture? Right?
But precisely.
So I, you know, that's very shocking to me that it died again for the fourth time. But I'm not going to give up, you know, because I know my father didn't deserve that.
That's the key, the persistence. Yeah,
yep.
The persistence that I hear a lot from a lot of successful folks and keeping folks that, you know, that take on really big challenges is that persistence is really the key. You know, as long as you have the passion and the drive, but persistence always wins.
That's right. You can't give up. You got to stay up on the plate and stay there. You can't not – if you give up, you'll automatically lose, you know. So stand up for what you believe in, even if it's standing alone. Because sooner or later, somebody's going to hear you, right?
That's exactly right. That's basically the mission and the drive behind, you know, our company and especially our Greater Good magazine, where we just wanted to put something out there at the most unlikely time, when everyone seems to be so uncertain and the times are very challenging right now. So we wanted to focus on something that empowered some folks, you know, a little bit of education and awareness, and hopefully that'll, you know, inspire some folks to jump on board.
Yes, it will, because you're bringing positivity in. You're getting away from the negativity and bringing the positivity in, you know, which can be done.
That's right.
You're doing it. So that makes a difference there.
The vibe out there, and it's, you know, it's weird because we used to have challenges in the office, or, you know, either in New York or Philadelphia or on the East Coast. But we've seen that over the past months that everyone, whether it be in Europe or Australia or Asia or whatever continent, it's such everyone's battling the same sort of challenges. So it's become really like a global awareness, and, you know, everyone is on the same sort of page, which I believe will never happen again in history because of the way things are turning out and the way things are changing. A lot of things are positive, but there's still that tidal wave of negativity and that, you know, that cloud that's still following everyone around. So all we can do is just sort of like try to do the best we can and just stick together.
That means a lot right there. stand together. That's what we got to do, because, you know, the more of us to come together and recruit more people to join in, the better it is, the faster the victories. I've seen that happen so many times, you know, coming together in these petitions, or the info goes viral on all these social media.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I've
that's
seen
a good
it happen.
Because, yeah. It's happening now. I mean, the plant-based revolution is really ramping up. I mean, the numbers are speaking so loudly and clearly since over the past 24 months. The COVID, I think, has brought a lot of awareness to folks' immune system and their eating habits and their diets. And, of course, it's affected everyone's, you know, economical point of view and just their whole mental outlook on, you know, the what ifs and the what mights happen. So the start of our magazine was kind of born from that kind of anxiety. I've been vegan for 2 years, but it's a bigger picture than that, I believe. Even though plant-based diets and vegan does affect, you know, your whole body, I think it's also a lifestyle, and it's mostly a mental sort of physicality that you have to strengthen up as well. And a lot of that cannot be done in the gym. You know, it has to be done within yourself and within your diet and just how you look at things and process things, even though there's so much negativity and anxiety, you know, out there.
Yeah, I mean, because since 2020, what, you know, with all this COVID breakout, and may all the ones that passed away rest in peace, but we're learning a lot. You know, we got to, like, these vaccines and masks, they don't block some important stuff like heart attacks and heart disease and cancer.
Right.
And a lot, you know, so we have to be aware and not put that other stuff in the background, Alzheimer's, dementia. There's so many serious health issues that lead to death, you know, so we got to keep the faith and let the fear disappear, you know, because we take risk every day that we're in, you know, in this life. You know, going out driving a car is a risk. You know, you don't know if you're going to make it back home. You might get in a fatal car accident. I've known several people, friends that have. So we never know. We got to live life and be careful, you know, what we're doing. And that's from the day we're born, when we come into this earth. You know, we have our parents that's protected us. But when we get to outside the home, we're on our own. So we got to, you know, watch our health, watch what we eat. You know, it's so very important. I've had so many, you know, relatives and loved ones die from cancer. And that is no joke, you know. So it's a lot of them were told, hey, you got to leave out the red meats or, you know, this and that. So many issues out there from every angle that we got to be aware of and high alert. You know, so whatever we can do, and what you're doing is positivity, you know.
Oh, thank
magazines,
you.
Thank you so much for everything you're doing. The awareness.
We've not even touched the surface yet. Thank you. You're welcome. And thank you for what you're doing as well. So that's why we all have to kind of join forces. And there's so many people that are getting involved. I mean, Debbie, it's almost every industry now. And anyone can tell, even if you're not, you know, part of the vegan lifestyle or the plant-based or vegetarian. Even if you're just going through your local supermarket, every time I'm in the local supermarket, you notice that the vegan section or the plant-based section is getting bigger and bigger every time you get in there, or there's a new product from a new company. If you're a Shark Tank fan, then you always see new vegetarian or vegan products coming out on Shark Tank. So I think, you know, just looking at the numbers, it's at an all-time high right now, and there's really no stopping it, I think. I mean, it's increased. The veganism over the past 3 years has increased 600%. And that's
wonderful.
That's based on a percentage from the Census Bureau. So it's not propaganda. It's not selling anything. The numbers won't lie. I mean, if you look at some of the stock market interest as well, there's vegan companies going public. And everyone kind of knows, what they are, the Beyond folks and the Impossible Burgers and things like that have hit, Burger King, and McDonald's is looking at stuff and things like that. So, it's making an impact to the general public. So that's the very best news, I think, that as a global community that we could possibly get, there's a platform that we've partnered up with as well. It's Beyond Animal, and they're beyondanimal.com, and they're devoted to, finding investors for small businesses to give that shot in the arm, to give that push, to give that extra, economical advance that they may need to get where they want to go to make an impact like you're doing and like we're trying to do. And we're only on our second issue of our Greater Good magazine. And we've already seen such an increase in readership, impressions. Our Facebook page has been amazing. The cooperation that we've had from folks that I never thought I'd be able to even reach via email or phone have responded to me. And it's been just such an amazing time since January 1st, 2021, that we've not had a dull moment since. And it's just been phenomenal. So we're really looking forward to our second issue, which is going to be absolutely astonishing. Our cover shot is wonderful. We have Olympic gold, silver medalists involved. We have all kinds of wonderful, inspiring people that have been speaking for a long time on this. So they're very seasoned, and they were just waiting for this to happen. And there's so much to learn that it's going to be the norm, I think, in the next 5 years or so, where the red meat and the dairy industry is just – they're just going to find out that it's just not good for you or the planet. And that's all that really matters, I think, to people moving forward, because they're now more aware of their immune system. And not everybody wants to go and take, not everyone wants to go out every week and get, Zantac and all the pharmaceuticals and load up on all these drugs. And, I think a lot of the people just would rather eat better and get outside more often.
That's it, healthier lifestyle,
yeah.
Positive, because it means so much. I mean, we're all, getting older every year, and
right,
and constantly, even the doctors, hey, more exercise, eat better, and calm down, that your nerves are bad or whatever the case may be, you're stressed out.
Everyone
so,
is, and everyone
yeah,
is, and they're the pharmaceutical companies are kind of relying on that, and I'm certainly not here to bash big pharma or anything like that. We're just more about educating people on the alternatives of taking the depressant or the muscle relaxant or things like that, where it can lead to not such a great place a year from now. So that's why a lot of our articles are based on, what you can do to kind of maintain so you don't get to that point. And it's working out great so far. And like I said, our feedback that we've gotten is amazing. And I'm very happy that it's working out this way. And we just hope that we get a chance to educate and get inspired from people that we meet as well.
Right. You're a great influence because, you're doing cleaner environment, healthier lifestyle, super awareness for animal rights, positivity, giving the animals a chance. You're promoting global awareness and humanitarian efforts. I mean, it's just all around a great, positive outlook, bringing that negative into the positive, making this a better
exactly.
world to live in,
Right.
So,
and coming from like a big sales environment, in New York, and we've been publishing for, several, many years. And our first magazine was dealt with a lot with travel and luxury. And, you know, it was a salesy thing. It was a lot. It was being very, very pushy and very, you know, very aggressive, you know, to try to get to the right person. And, you know, that was kind of my thing for a long time. But when we first introduced Greater Good Magazine, and, you know, we contacted a lot of the same level people that I was, you know, used to contacting. It was a completely different vibe. Folks would get back to me. For instance, the January people got back to me very quickly. You know, our beyondanimal.com people got back to us very quickly. Moving forward, you know, a lot of animal rights folks got back to us. So it's a completely different approach. It's a completely different environment, and it's more of a conversation about what we can do and what we can, how we can help, and how we can get help, as opposed to going in talking about contracts and money and advertising, you know, and things like that. It's completely the opposite, and that just goes to show you that there's a whole shift. There's a whole shift in the publishing industry. There's a whole shift in people's attitudes, and that's a good thing. And I think that is a really positive outcome from a very, very bad situation that we're experiencing, you know, lately, and continue to experience on a daily basis with the COVID and who's got the shots and who's got the quarantine time and who's got, you know, who's tested and who's not tested. I mean, it's driving everybody crazy, but the key is to stay focused and to keep your family safe and just do the right thing and just keep at it.
That's right, because our life goes on no matter what, you know, what we do. And with the people out there, they got to, you know what's going on, especially with this food and stuff, to also, you know, what you're eating, if you're healthy. You know, it means so much. Or if you're overweight, or if you're, you know, diabetes. Look at diabetes.
Yeah, right,
kills
exactly.
People too. You know, heart disease,
oh, absolutely.
Heart attacks. I mean, look at all these issues, health issues. That's very important. I should Google up how many calls of death is, because that's what COVID is. Just mark another one up for calls of death, because nothing's going to stop
right.
us from dying. You know, we're all on this earth temporarily, including all the animals. So we never know how long we'll be on this earth. It's a mystery. You know,
right.
I wish I could know.
Especially, yeah. You know, it's hard to think about that because you know, getting back to the food, it's very difficult. The last thing you want to think about when you're turning your TV on and you're sitting in front of your laptop or phone, and there's fires and there's protests and there's, you know, the world is really, you know, the way the media projects things on the news, the last thing I think the average person or the average family wants to think about is how can we better our diets? You know, or how can I, what's for dinner? Let's make a big salad and spend 3 hours in the kitchen cooking. I don't think that's what everybody was thinking about a lot.
Right.
So, takeout industry, the Uber Eats, the DoorDashers, flourished, you know, because of everyone just, and it's not anyone's fault. It's just because the way the vibe is, and it's an anxiety that blankets, it's blanketing the entire globe. So, but I think now that everyone's sort of really went through that phase that, look, now the world's, you know, we're coming out of the pandemic. I don't feel that great. You know, there's a more positive vibe. It's an upswing. So people, I think, are really, really looking at how to boost their immune system. They're looking at how to prevent this ever happening again. So I think the result of the past several months is a different mindset where folks are like, this cannot happen again in my lifetime. What can we do? And they are looking at, you know, different ways to eat, different ways to work out, you know, and you don't need to be in the gym every day for 2 hours, and you don't need to have broccoli, you know, raw broccoli and carrot sticks for lunch. You know, it's not, that's, you know, you can do everything in moderation. And I think a lot of folks that I have not seen consider that in the past are totally considering it now. And I was one of them. Like in our last conversation that we had, Debbie, in our last interview, you know, I've been vegan for 2 years, but 3 years ago, you know, in Philly or New York, I mean, we were right there with like the, you know, the ribeye and the Merlot and the shrimp cocktail and, you know, doing the whole thing. And I was also 25 pounds or 30 pounds heavier. And just from cutting all that out and not working out like a madman and just doing my thing, you know, those pounds just kind of came off automatically just by the diet change. And then what you can do is if you want to tone and do that, then you can look into different exercise programs or things like that. But the first step, you know, that anybody will tell you is the kitchen. So plus there's so many different varieties and alternatives now that you could do, you know, that weren't available a year ago. I mean, in our last issue, we did a story and we had the chance to talk to Jenny Goldfarb, and Jenny Goldfarb has the Unreal Deli. It's Mrs. Goldfarb's, and ironically she was on Shark Tank, and she hooked up with Mark Cuban, and he gave her I'm not exactly sure the denomination amount, but she's completely rocking and rolling, you know, and she's on the West Coast, and you know she does it's like an Unreal Deli sort of thing. So it's, you know, they do like a corned beef, they do a roasted turkey, and they deliver everywhere. So I mean, we didn't have that, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago. So I think everyone is just evolving, and there's so much coming out of this as far as new businesses and jobs and awareness. I mean, it's all good. And I just hope that this whole COVID situation, me and millions of other people, hopefully that they'll just get everyone vaccinated and, you know, get where to back to some sort of normality.
Getting back to normal, you know, because that's what that's what it takes. Whether it's social distancing or washing your hands or, you know, wearing the mask. I mean, we want to get back to this because this is so different for all of us, you know. It's not going to be in because it's not the first virus, and it's probably not going to be the last. But you look back years and years ago, swine flu, what was that?
Right.
H1N1 or whatever. There's SARS. I mean, there's so many of them. Flu, you know, the seasonal flu and everything. So we have to go on with our lives and just do our best. You know, I've had a good friend, his brother, that's been in the hospital with COVID up in Orlando since December, okay, and 56 mm-hmm. years old. And when he was in there, they induced him in a coma, had to take his appendix out, part of his intestines. He lost 60 pounds since December. And now he's out of the coma. He's starting to, you know, talk and sit in a chair. So everything is going good for him, which is great because she had lost her mother, their mother, several months ago. And, you know, he couldn't even go to her funeral. She was neglected in a nursing home. You know, short staffing leads to abuse and neglect. My good friend's mother, you know, I've known her for over 20 years. She had COVID twice, knocked that in the butt, and then she had pneumonia once, knocked that in the butt. Last summer, she got punched in the stomach by a nurse, and she's disabled. And what kind of world do we live in, okay?
Right.
And the nurse got fired but didn't get arrested. So I don't know what's going on out there, but we got some issues. And, you know, like I said, there's good and bad nursing homes. There's good and bad people in every race, religion, and profession.
Right.
None of them excluded. But all this stuff was uncalled for. I mean, she had my friend's mother. She had diabetes, too. And, I mean, a lot of serious issues, and she survived COVID. But what took her out was being neglected in a nursing home. You know what I mean? So COVID is a 99.8%. You know, survival rate. So you know, we shouldn't go over on overkill, because it could be the other way around. 99.8 death dread rate, you know,
right,
deadly rate.
Right.
So
it's, yeah, it's unfortunate.
Went the other way, but they, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, you're looking at worldwide, Christian, worldwide problem. How does this stuff move so fast and so quick and just take over? What is it going busting through cement and windows and everything? This is what,
yeah.
It's like this big
monster.
It's that,
it's that airborne thing where it just, you know, it's, and yeah, and I'm certainly no expert on, you know, that, but, you know, all we can do is just kind of, yeah, we just combat nursing home, you know, the best you can, you know, become part of, you know, an advocacy group, become part of, you know, your local community, and just keep everything very as transparent as possible, you know, get in there and, you know, make the calls, you know, to the local officials. And again, it all goes back to persistence. I think if you're really, 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 if you're lucky enough to have the time and dedication, then make the calls, you know, write the letters, send the emails, you know,
yes,
that's all you can do.
Important.
That's the system, Debbie. The only thing you can do is, you know, it's like our friends in like New York when they had, you know, I mean, it's no comparison. Once it's the same sort of comparison, but it's not exactly. But just like the carriage horses that were being abused, you know, and that's in like broad daylight, just like the nursing home situations. It's right out there for everyone to see, but no one does anything about it. And it just seems like it all comes down to the bureaucracy of everything and the political side of it. So, you know,
yes.
there's not much really, and I'm not one to say there's nothing you can do, and I'm not one to say can't, and I'm not one to say it's impossible. But it is very difficult, you know, to get that kind of stuff passed and laws changed. You know, I mentioned our friend Adita Bernkrant, who's the director of NICLASS in New York, and they are out there on the streets every day, Debbie, every day, freezing cold, doing their thing, and they still have a hard time. And they're in city council meetings. I've been fortunate enough to attend with them to city council meetings, and you just have to keep at it. That's all
yes.
you can do.
You can't give up.
You can't give up. You know,
you have to be relentless.
Exactly. That's right.
You'll get stronger.
That's right. So, that's right. Yep. That's why we keep trying to build on stuff that we're learning, and that's why you mentioned earlier. And thanks for mentioning that we're doing the YouTube show. It's 30 Seconds to Savory, and it's just easy, relatable, vegan dishes, and we pair it up with wines and tequilas, and we've talked to some folks all over the world, and it's just been remarkable on how cooperative and how welcoming everyone is to, you know, be available for us. But yeah, but not to discount what you're talking about, the nursing home thing has been a problem for a long time. My personal point of view, my grandmother was in a nursing home for years, and that whole process was a complete sham. My mother was an advocate for the state of Delaware for nursing home people, and the things that you would see go on and the things that you could never prove was just awful. I mean, it's awful, and it's infuriating. But you have to just take a professional point of view. You can't let it get personal. You need to attack the right people that make the decisions.
Yes.
You know, it won't do any good running into the nursing home, you know, screaming your head off and threatening people, because that just doesn't work. Even though that's the first instinct, but that was our approach too. You know, we advocate big time for the animals. But it's not our style to go out and lay down in the street and call it. So we'd rather do an education attack and a game plan to kind of flank the competition, to kind of flank the folks that aren't doing anything about it, and just make them aware of the mostly the positive, equally the negative effects, you know, through the YouTube, through social media. So everyone's home, or most people are home, and there's been a huge increase with social media usage. So everyone's on their phone all the time now. So that to me is the best weapon that we could utilize is the social media, and just to try to get to people with positive messages, and just do the best we can with what we have, you know.
That's right, and I'm seeing more and more of it on social media, the vegan lifestyles, the recipes, the education. This is wonderful, Christian.
It's tough to keep up too, because we are certainly not chefs. We're no culinary masters. So we're doing it very kind of cheeky and very sort of fun, and have a glass of wine with the flatbread that we're doing. And it's the episodes are very short and sweet, 7-10 minutes, if that. But we thought it would be a nice compliment to the magazine, and it's fun for us to do. And we're just going to try to utilize every social media channel with the help of everyone else that we can get involved, and just take it from there, because our ultimate goal is to educate folks and inspire and advocate for the animals. So we're hoping that at some point we can get back to traveling do what we're supposed to do in different countries and get people where they need to be to help Africa, Australia, the right people to get there to help fight poaching and help fight, disease and things like that. So, but now it's very tough. It's just tough all around. So you just try to stick to it and do what you can.
Oh yeah. And don't give up, because even at the grocery store, I've noticed all this new, great. Look at this, more vegan food, more healthier food. This is what
right.
we need, even at the restaurants, because if you look in the grocery store and look and notice how much junk food's in there, bad for you, no wonder
right.
people get cancer and diabetes and
right.
everything.
You also want to spend most of your time, in the produce section, but because we treat like the Impossible Burgers and the fake or the chicken nuggets and things like that, we still you should still treat those as if it were like a real burger or because you can't really survive on that sort of stuff all the time. You definitely need your natural proteins and your natural greens and things like that to really be empowered and to really feel the difference. And it's easy to find that all that out. I mean, there's a million sort of techniques and recipes, online. But of course, greatergoodmagazine.com will have all that in the next week or so on our website. But and then 30textosavory.com will certainly showcase the easy stuff that you can do, on a Friday night or Thursday night with a bottle of wine and just have a great time with friends or family or whatever, that won't take you, because Daddy, a lot of these cooking shows, like these folks, they have the kitchen set up, they have, the blenders, they have, all the great stuff, and they're, it takes them, it's a half hour show, and then you get a casserole or something. So we're not doing that. We're doing stuff that's easy and simple, stuff that would take you, maybe 15, 20 minutes to prepare and have an awesome tasty, savory outcome, and then enjoy that. So we'll leave the professional cooking and the flambéing and the sautéing up to the professionals. But our show is definitely more of a cheeky, funny, relatable show to kind of enjoy and just to get a few pointers and to take away some points that you don't need to call takeout. For the same money that you would spend on takeout, you could basically come up with something very good, very easy, plant-based, vegan, that will last you for 2 days as opposed to, takeout the next day is never good anyway. So we're just trying to show the economical side of it, and the health side of it. It's all good. I mean, it's all beneficial. You're saving money. The stuff lasts twice as long, and it's better for your body.
Oh yeah, and what's that YouTube? That new one comes out. Let me know. Give me a heads up, and I'll help share it. You know, all over
thank
social
you, thank
media.
You. Yeah, I will. Yeah, we're putting together the trailer right now.
Okay.
And I will certainly let you that know. We're also putting together the Wild Society organization, which helps, you know, everybody from domestic cats to big animals to Africa to things like that. And the main goal is to help fight poaching with that as well. So I just wanted to mention that. But it's
good.
Tough to do right now with the travel. So every sort of every area, every airline, every sort of part of the globe has different restrictions. So unfortunately, we had to kind of hold back on that for a little bit. But we see that every 20 or 30 days or so, there's new restrictions that are lifted or there's new things coming about. So we're keeping abreast of that, and we're just going to do the best we can to get back to some type of normality. But in the meantime, you know, the magazine's quarterly, so that'll be coming out, and digitally is revamped every week. So we'll certainly keep you in the loop on that, Debbie. And thank you for sharing the future. And so, yeah, I mean, that's all we can do is just keep at it.
That's right. Don't give up and keep going, because I tell you, you know, like I said, I've been having this radio platform for almost 7 years, and I'm not going to stop. I love being in that voice for the animals and out there for the elderly.
Now, how did you start your Voices for Animals? What made you decide to do that?
Oh, it was back in February of 2014. I did a interview with Marty Oakley on my father's story, you know, 2 hours mm-hmm. long, right? What happened to him? He was supposed to come home, never did. And so after that, we kept in touch. And she had these other shows, you know, for horses and everything, elder abuse. And I had brought up to her, hey, Marty, can we do, do a show on animals, you know, and voices. So I made, you know, I got the name Voices Care for Animals. She did the mm-hmm. logo, the blue one. And then we're supposed to be only a couple shows, and it blew up. I mean, it exploded. And I was like, we can't stop here, you know?
Right.
And so I was her co-host for first. And then like 4 or 5 shows later, she made me the host. And I remember her telling me, she says, I got a surprise for you. And I said, what's that? She says, and I was in the car with my cell phone. She says, start next week, you're the host. This is your baby. And the phone dropped in between the seat and hung up. I had to call her back. And I said, no problem, you know. So she helped. She trained me on everything. And I can't thank her enough, you know. So, hey, it was teamwork. She, you know, taught me over the phone and by the internet. Marty Oakley, thank you so much. I mean, it was awesome. She's been on the air for 13 years on TS Radio Network.
Yeah, that name sounds really familiar. Absolutely.
Yes, and she has shows. She has hosts going all week, you know, so she's out there being a great voice and a strong one. So that's how I got started. And before that, Christian, I was on social media,
okay.
Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, you know, helping out the animals, the elderly, like I'm doing now. And that's when it came to the radio. I was like, you know what? This is meant to be right here, you know?
Yeah, and that's your mission. That's your thing. Yeah, that's why you're here. Yeah.
Yes. And so I was like, I can't give this up. And I mean, this I'm a one-woman operation. I produce it. I host it. I schedule it.
You do a great job.
Thank you. I do everything, but I mean, I still promote, but I need help, a lot of help with promoting. A big, huge thank you to everyone out there that's helping me. You know, Voices Care for Animals support group on Facebook. You know, I mean, this list is huge from all networks. So
yeah, we'll have that. We're going to have that on our website. And you know, everyone, you know, go to Debbie's website to, you know, become part of that group and help support her and, you know, get the message out there, because you can never reach too many people.
Right, exactly. And thank you for doing that. I mean, that's wonderful. That's inspiring, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. And I could, you know, send you the links to the main, how to get old, www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescarryforanimals, you know, that one, and my logos and all that. Whatever you need. And I appreciate
absolutely.
It so much. Wow.
Of course.
You
yeah,
just made my night.
So much... Well, there you go. And likewise, I can't thank you and enough, and all of your listeners and subscribers for, you know, allowing me in the group and having me on for a second time already. I mean, I feel like I'm a regular.
Hey, you're going to be, because this is not going to be the last time.
I can't wait.
There's
and
no
I feel, limit. I feel like I'm a regular on the Tonight Show.
There's no limit.
I was going to come out and do a monologue for like a comedy monologue and get wait for you to call me over on the couch.
Yep, I'm going to have you on again and again. So
absolutely,
you know, you're
yeah.
all a part of Voices Carried for Animals.
So what are your plans for the rest of the year, Debbie? And are you planning on doing anything different? Are you just going to keep on keeping on, or any new and exciting news for us and your listeners?
Well, I'm going to keep Animal Advocates Radio keep going. I am booked up till September. Can you believe that? And that's
wow.
a huge plus for the animals, you know. I mean, because I'm a platform for all animals in need. The,
right.
you know, the farm, the domestic, the wild, all of them, you know. So there's
mm-hmm.
more shows I want to have, like for the wolves, you know, the dolphins. I want to
yeah.
have you know,
yep.
furthermore into it, because they need help too. You know, every animal out there needs help from some kind of angle, you know. So for the rest of 2021, you know, keep up the advocacy that I'm doing,
right.
getting involved and taking action. That's the key right there, you know. I can talk all I want to on this radio, but if I don't
right.
take action – I'm spinning my wheel, so we can't be silent, everybody. We can't stand idle. We have to keep moving and being
right.
involved and dedicated. And when
and,
those
right, and that's what I was
come in,
that's what I was
yeah go ahead I'm sorry
right that no not at all I just want to touch on your point, because that's what we were talking about earlier. It's like in this day and age, it's so easy to just remain idle, and you know, and not and you know, even though if for some reason the days are flying by faster than they seem to before, and less is
yes.
getting done, you know, so I think it's very easy to remain idle, especially if you have, you know, children in the household that are on a virtual sort of schedule. It's difficult to, you know, to keep that passion, you know, to get up and go do your thing and, you know, to get out there or to run that lap or to get to the gym or things like that. But, you know, you have to have faith in humanity and, you know, good always prevails. And I think most people are becoming more and more empowered, and they'll get out there and make it happen.
That's right. You know, think that we're a big positive word, you know, and, you know, wake up everyone to everything that's around you, what's going on, you know, what's healthy, what's not, how these animals are treated behind the scenes. You know, some
right.
of them is so cruel. I mean, look at pigs. They get in these, you know, those crates, and they can't move around. They can't socialize. I mean, this is terrible. And a lot of people get too busy, or they're working, or families, or whatever the case may be, and they don't know what's going on, how these animals are getting treated behind the scenes.
Right. It's all
know?
It's all the documentaries, right? It's, I mean, a lot of folks that I've interviewed and spoken with in the past, and I my question a lot is, you know, what made you change, or what made you go from eating, you know, meat to where you are now? And a lot of the answers, you know, maintain that they saw a documentary, or they had they knew someone that showed them how the animals were being treated prior to before they got to, you know, the supermarket, and no one really knew, like, you know, that no one knew exactly how the animals were treated. Everyone was
right.
Kind of sold on like the organic, you know, the organic thing, or the free range, or the farm raised salmon, or the free range chicken, and all that's kind of not really doesn't mean anything. So I think nowadays people are really getting more enlightened on that because they just want to know and they just want to feel better. And
that's right.
I don't think the food tastes that great anymore. So as far as that goes, so I think it all comes down to taste. And if it tastes lousy, then people are going to look for an alternative.
Yep.
So
we have to wake up.
But on that level, though, but I wanted to just point out really quickly, Debbie, that you made a good point, because the treatment of the animals, a lot of people may not really know, nor may they want to get into that. But I think that that everyone can get involved on a certain level to help promote, you know, animal rights. I mean, even if it's just doing your part in the neighborhood or volunteering for your local humane society, like on a weekend, or, you know, doing an hour or two per week, making a couple phone calls to try to get, you know, one of the cats or dogs adopted. I mean, that's all part of the bigger picture. That's all part of the big picture. You know, you don't need to be out there, undercover at the chicken farm. I mean, some people do that. That's their thing. But, you know, if that's not your thing, then the local humane society, they're always looking for volunteers. That's the kind of stuff you can do. I mean, adopting a pet, like the adoptions, you know, were, I think pet adoptions were huge in last year. So I think they went up to about 15%. The last numbers I looked at in 2020, there was like, it was 15 to 20% increase in pet adoptions, which is awesome. That's great news. I mean, that goes to show you that people are really starting to care about the animals, you know, and that's what they're doing to become a part of it, you know. So that's a great start. Right,
that's
there.
A great start.
Because since the adoptions are on the rise, that just goes to show you across the board that people are starting to really take notice. Of what animals are, what the, you know, of the animals' feelings, of how the individuals themselves want to feel. So if you look at all the numbers, the increase in pet adoptions, the increase in plant-based diets and plant-based purchases, and then you add in just the general awareness, like you said earlier, you're just walking through the supermarket and now there's a whole aisle dedicated to plant-based stuff. With
that
those three
is
equations
wonderful.
Alone,
I love
with those three ingredients alone, we can't go wrong moving forward.
Yep, that's right. And Christian, we're down to a minute and a half here, and I want to really thank you for coming on again, and you're
my pleasure.
Back
thank
to
you
the
so
Tonight
so much
show.
For having me and doing what you do.
You're going to invite
me
back
to
the Tonight
you
Show.
Know that.
Voices Care for Animals. That was too funny.
Well, thank you, Debbie, for having me, and I hope to have the opportunity again very soon, or at least after September.
Yes, of course. You know, we're a team here. I look at all my former guests. There's no limit on how many times they come on. So you're a part of Voices Caring for Animals, you know. And
thank
you'll
you.
Be invited
thank
on
you.
Again, and please, you know, send me that video and let me know something I can get a chance.
I will.
About
thank you putting
30
it,
seconds
thank you for putting all this out to your listeners, and I thanks to all the listeners. I appreciate it. And feel free to email us anytime. Just greatergoodmagazine.com. We're here 24/7.
That's wonderful. Thanks for all the true, inspiring work you're doing there, Christian. And you rock.
Thank you, Debbie.
You know that? You totally rock. But stay in touch, okay?
You rock, Debbie.
Yeah.
You rock. Thank you.
We both were
rock and roll
stars.
People.
But next week, everyone, I want to welcome back Carolyn Griffin. She's the co-founder of Show Your Soft Side next Thursday. Welcome her back. Everything, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Paul in hand, united we stand. against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
And God bless you all, and all mothers, have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Good night, everybody. Thank you. Good night, Daddy.
Good night.